Larry at Chamber of Commerce. I appreciate everyone calling in this morning. I know that all of you are continuing to do everything you can do to adjust to the challenges brought on by COVID-19, navigating these unsure waters right now. All of us are doing that, and your chamber is doing the same thing. Wanted to take this opportunity this morning to talk a little bit about how we have shifted our focus at the chamber to be a response team related to COVID-19. I did want to also remind you that this is a muted call so that we can eliminate any background noise due to the large number of folks on the call. There will be a audio recording of today's call, so you can go to mobilechamber.com to download later. And we suggest that you share that link with anyone that was unable to be on the call today, and if there's some information that we're talking about this morning that would be useful to others, we just ask that you let them know they can do that. So please do share it. I did want to also mention that Daryl Randall, our Vice President of Small Business Development, he is also on the call. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Appreciate your joining us this morning. He will be chiming in with some updated information related to the relief funds and so forth. And again, let's talk a little bit about our shifted work. We are beginning to handle programming differently to obviously observe social distancing. That has been a big challenge for an organization like your chamber, which puts on over 100 events a year. Most of those do involve crowds of 10 or more, so we have, of course, adjusted that. So that's really the basis of these 10 o'clock seminars that we do each morning with various experts on subject matter related to responding to COVID-19, and we will continue to handle that way over the next few weeks, certainly. I did want to also remind everyone on the call that we have really worked hard to create content for you as our members, and that's on our website, our social media channels. We are continually updating information so that you can be kept aware of what is changing related to relief funds and so forth. I would ask you to go to our website, mobilechamber.com. If you're at your desk, I mean, perhaps you could pull it up. But you'll see that the first thing that pops up is our COVID-19 chamber response link. And if you click on that link, you'll see that we have organized the information in a way, hopefully, that's useful to you. If you'll scroll down, you'll see that we have a small business assistance section. We have an unemployment resources section. We have a support local business section. We have a remote working tools section. And we have news and updates. And again, all this information is continually updated. For example, under the small business assistance, that's where you'll find the recordings of the seminars, the unemployment resources as we learn about available help related to unemployment. We're putting that on that in that section. The support local business is really important right now. We know that many of you are struggling right now, adjusting how you're doing business, and then some, like our restaurants, for example, have had their world totally rocked. And so we are doing our best to promote these businesses that are struggling or finding new ways to do business, and that's where you'll find that information. We also have the Stay Safe, Stay Local. That's our Facebook. On our Facebook page, you'll see that information is continually updated as well. So I want to, at this point, turn it over to Daryl to jump in and talk about maybe some of the recent information coming out about the CARES Act, because that is so important to all of you on the call, related to getting some relief because of this down period that we're all in right now. So, Daryl?
Yes, thank you. Let me start by saying we have a email account for you to send your specific questions to when it concerns your finances, helping you maneuver through the SBA guidelines and the resources.
So I would tell everyone, please send us your email if you have any specific questions to it's sbainfo@mobilechamber.com. Again, sbainfo@mobilechamber.com. And I wanted to start by saying there's been some confusion on the two particular loan programs that are out there by SBA. One is the PPP, or the Paycheck Protection Program, and the other one is the EIDL, or the Economic Injury and Disaster Loan Program. Now, they are separate programs, so keep that in mind. The Economic Injury Disaster Program, I'll call it the EIDL, was implemented to really help you recover from any economic injury that you ever encountered due to this disaster. And I'll start with that one. Let me give you just a few facts about that. And then if you have any particular questions, like I say, you can email them to us. But you go to
And while you're there, let me mention this. If you have any questions, this is a muted call because of the feedback, but we would like your questions. So you can email me right now at bsisson, that's B-S-I-S-S-O-N, at mobilechamber.com. And I'll go ahead and take your questions as we're talking through the next few minutes. So sorry about that, Derek. Go ahead.
Oh, great. No, that's great. Glad to hear it. So go to SBA.gov. If you go to the disaster recovery area of their webpage, there's a section that talks about funding options for disaster recovery. So you go under that, and you can apply for the EIDL loan, and give us a call or email us if you have any problems going through that. Remember, the EIDL program was expanded under the CARES Act. So if you apply for the EIDL prior to the CARES Act being implemented, then you probably did not have an opportunity to apply for the $10,000 advance. And we recommend that you reapply for the $10,000 advance. That's to get you over the gap so you can get some funding right away. Supposedly, when you apply for the $10,000 advance, it's sent to your bank account within three or four days, and you have $10,000. That should be a forgivable loan if you meet the criteria for that loan. All right. So anyway, again, it's up to $2 million. The interest rate is 3.75 on the EIDL. If you have recovered any money due to insurance interruption insurance, anything like that, you have to really implement that or include that into your application as well. It requires that you be approved for this loan, but if you apply, the $10,000 is forgivable even if you are not approved for the loan. So, again, that's extremely important. If it's less than $200,000, you have to have, there's no personal guarantee required. Of course, over $200,000, there's a personal guarantee required. Loans of over $25,000 require some collateral, so you'll be asked to pledge some collateral there. They will consider your credit score. That is something that is considered, but they have relaxed the rules there. So the credit score does not have to be as high as previous disaster loans. And then, of course, the loan takes about 45 to 90 days. Remember, the system is overwhelmed. SBA is getting more requests than they've ever seen in the past, of course, so everything is taking longer than is expected. And remember, also, under both of these loans, you have to have 500 or fewer employees to qualify as a small business. And then I'll jump to the PPP, of course, was implemented under the CARES Act. That's, of course, the Paycheck Protection Program. It is a forgivable loan. The forgivable loan is 100% guaranteed by SBA. You have to go to a qualified SBA lender to get that loan. And when I say 100% forgivable, that is up to 2.5% of your monthly payroll is forgivable.
And the way that's calculated is they usually use the previous 12 months or the calendar year of 2018 or 2019. Sorry, 2019. The calculations for the forgivable part of the loan start immediately after the loan is originated, and it lasts for 8 weeks. So basically, if you bring back full employment for that 8 weeks, you will be forgiven 100% of that loan amount. That loan amount can go up to $10 million. Matures in 10 years. The loans will not last forever. there's a $349 billion fund that's allocated for the PPP. And from what I've heard, it's going very quickly. I will mention this. It excludes costs of over $100,000 per employee. So a salary of $100,000 is capped at that. If someone makes $120,000 a year, it will be capped at $100,000 a year. There are some benefits, non-cash benefits, that can be included in excess of that $100,000 a year. The loans range in interest rate from 0.5% to 1%. You really need to talk to your SBA-approved lender to determine what that loan interest rate will be. I think those are some of the highlights from what we have so far. Again, we're helping businesses every day maneuver through this SBA process. If you need help, please send us an email, give us a call, let us know. We're here to help. So, Bill, I don't know if
Daryl
have any questions.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Daryl. I think that the main point is that we're here to help. So please don't hesitate to call and ask any questions, and we'll help in any way that we can. And then on that small business resources section on that COVID-19 page on our website, all this information will be updated continually. The information Daryl was talking about today to help you to understand how you can access this this relief.
Bill, there's one thing I forgot to mention. We've gotten this question quite a bit. Nonprofit organizations do qualify to get these loans. So they
can
also
501c3s also can benefit from these relief funds.
Yes,
absolutely. Thank you, Daryl. I think that's an excellent point to make. Speaking of reaching out, we are doing our best to speak with all of our members one-on-one. So if you haven't heard from us, you will. And we're basically wanting to touch base with you to find out how you're doing, how your business has changed, and certainly how we might be of assistance to you. So please be on the lookout for that if you haven't already heard from us. And, again, don't hesitate to call us if we can do anything. We do have the 10 o'clock programming that we're doing every day like this. And, you know, we have several sessions that are coming up. Wanted to point those out to you. Tomorrow, Brandy Morgan and Frank Brown with Wilkins Miller. They will be presenting tomorrow. On Thursday, Dr. Reggie Sykes from Bishop State Community College. He will be giving some updates on how the community college system has adjusted during COVID-19, certainly more online classes, online registration, how they're handling graduation, how their construction projects are continuing related to their capital expansions on their campuses. So that'll be very interesting. And then on Friday, Gia Wiggins from Morale Resources and Valerie James from Vision Spot Consulting Group, they're going to be presenting on Friday. Monday, we have Mayor Sandy Simpson. He will give certainly some city updates, and so we hope that you can join us on the 10 o'clock calls over the next few days. Again, we'll be putting out more information about those as we get closer to them. Just watch out on our website, look on social media. We're pushing out this information continually. That's one of the biggest ways that we have adjusted, and that is to be that much more current on all of our social media channels,
certainly our website to keep you up to date on this information as we sort through it and provide reliable information to you. We've changed the way we do work. Obviously, we have been working from home. Our staff, they've adjusted to that as best as they can, just like many of your folks have done. We are staying connected departmentally and as a staff overall with, of course, Zoom meetings and conference calls on a regular basis. And we, again, are keeping in contact with our membership using those same methods. We will be having a board meeting in April. We will do that by conference call. That is how we held our last board meeting. Point being that the Chamber's business is continuing. We will have that board meeting, and we'll be able to report certainly what the results of that meeting are after that meeting in April. And just like everyone else on the call, we're hoping that May will bring us back to adjusted but obviously more normal operations. That's what we're looking forward to, and we certainly hope the Chamber building can be opened back up as soon as possible in May. Again, if you have any questions that we haven't answered today, other questions that you'd like to bring to our attention, we will work on getting answers to you. You can email those questions to me directly at bsisson@mobilechamber.com. That's bsisson@mobilechamber.com. And, again, this call was recorded, and it will be posted on the Chamber's social media channels and on our COVID-19 response page on the Chamber website. And we will follow up as quickly as we can with answers to those questions emailed today. Thank you for calling in today, and certainly we thank you for your membership in the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you. Goodbye.